and they're the types of horses Annabelle Neesham might be training in the seasons to come, because big announcement at the end of last week that she is branching out on her own in the new season, and it's great to catch up with a Mongolian Derby winner and now soon to be trainer as well. Good morning, Annabelle.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well indeed. How long have you been toying with this idea, and what made you make the leap to go out on your own?
Oh, I haven't. Sort of, I suppose it's something that's always in the back of your mind, but it's just a good opportunity came up. I've been offered some boxes and a bit of support as well. So, as you know, going out on your own is pretty hard unless you've got boxes and support. So I just decided, to take the plunge. It was a bit of a tricky decision in that I'm leaving behind an unbelievable job and a great team, and particularly, you know, the firepower that Kieran and Dave are going to have next year with the three-year-olds. I'll enjoy watching them, but it's never an easy time to make those sort of decisions. But I just think with the opportunity I've got coming my way, I've just decided to have a crack.
Well, you have had a wonderful time at Kieran's. I think you've been there for about 4 years, and I know you're very close and good friends with Kieran. What was that conversation like when you rang him up to say, I'm leaving and I'm going to try and be a competitor?
As you say, I'm very, very close. He's not only a great sort of boss and mentor, he's a great friend as well. So I chatted it through with him at length and, you know, came up with different options. And, yeah, I think in the end he's pretty supportive, and that was important to me. You know, I wanted to talk it through with him as well and make sure I was going with his blessing and support. So he's been great, and obviously I've still got another five or six weeks here. There'll be a bit of a crossover period, so just obviously try and get someone else bedded in, and no doubt Kieran will be seen up here a bit more as well.
So what is the process, Annabelle, when you're trying to set up your own stable in what is one of the most competitive environments anywhere around the world in racing, and trying to get new owners, get horses to start your career?
Yeah, I mean, it's never easy, is it? Obviously, I've got good connections. I haven't been up in Sydney for 2 seasons now. A lot of stud farms and what have you up here, so I've got the support. Aquis are certainly going to support me with some horses. A couple of other people have said they're going to send some horses my way. So, you know, I think initially it'll start small, and hopefully I can get a few results on the board early, then it'll make being at the sales a little bit easier. It'll just be a case of, I think, working very hard and trying to get the right sort of support and the right staff behind me as well.
So when do you finish up with Kieran, and when do you officially move into your new boxes?
So it'll be middle of August, no exact date, because obviously with the lockdowns down there, I'm working in with Kieran and we're coming up with a plan, but my licence has been submitted this morning, actually, so there's a little bit of a process to go with that, so I think in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, it's exciting times. And this connection with Aquis, so are you starting off with Prague as well?
No, we'll leave it here. I think we would fall out then. I'll be just starting with young horses. So there'll be obviously a lot of babies and probably not too many runners initially, but I'll be trying to look at, you know, I know they've got the English online digital sales, and I'll be keeping an eye out for some tried horses as well, so that I can get a bit of a mixture while those younger horses are coming through.
Has this always been your ambition from when you were growing up at home? You came out to Australia, started with Gay to one day be the trainer in your own right?
Well, it's funny that initially growing up, I was mad keen on the eventing. So I did that full time for a couple of years before I went to university, and then always followed the jump racing back home. And then when I was at university, I lived with a guy called Tom Ward, who actually ended up coming out here, and he was John O'Shea's assistant when he was at Godolphin. And so I got into it really through him, and did a lot of bloodstock and breaking in and riding out for jumps trainers and what have you back in England. And then Tom actually fixed me up with the job with Gay first coming out. So originally thought I'd just come for a year and then go home and probably look for an assistant trainer's job back home. But 4 years later, I'm still here with no plans of going home.
And what type of trainer do you think you'll be? You've done such a stellar job with Kieran Maher's Sydney stable, and the two-year-olds have really been a dominant force up there.
Yeah, well, I've really enjoyed working with the two-year-olds, particularly the last couple of years in Sydney. That's been the focus up here. So I think that'll initially be my focus, but I don't think I'll want to be pigeonholed into one trainer. Hopefully I'll be able to, you know, be able to train sort of middle distance horses and stayers as well. But certainly the focus at the start with the young horses will be the two-year-olds.
Well, it's exciting times ahead for you. We look forward to watching your progression in your own right. It's a great addition to the Sydney training ranks. But before you leave, the horses that you've been cultivating and putting the polish on, how have they come back for the spring carnival? Your best two-year-olds up there who are about to turn three for Kieran and Dave.
Yeah, well, they're all back in work now, and they're not too far off trialling. Prague's grown. He's obviously a really exciting horse. I think he was unlucky, really, not to clinch the size. He just hit the front a bit soon, so hopefully he can pick up a big one in the spring. The Golden Rose will be his target, and don't yet know. Sort of haven't put enough work into him yet, really, to work out whether he's got sharper or whether he's going to end up stretching out over a mile. So I'd imagine at some stage after the Golden Rose, you'll probably see him down there, either in a Guineas or a Coolmore, whichever way he goes. But I think Hollyfield, he's really grown and matured. He looks like a real Guineas horse. So again, he'll more than likely start off up here in something like the Up and Coming Stakes or the Ming Dynasty, and then whether he goes to the Golden Rose on the way down to the Guineas, we'll just see how he is. But he certainly looks like he's a miler all over. There's several other nice ones there. Anders, he was really impressive in his last start win in town. He just had a very short break. He had 3 weeks out, and he's really strengthened up again. He looks an out-and-out sprinter, so he'll more than likely kick off in the Rosebud beginning of August. And I'd imagine we don't get the impression at this stage he'll stretch out beyond sort of 6 furlongs. So he'll probably be a horse that ultimately will end up, hopefully, if he takes that next step forward in something like the Coolmore.
Have you got the Iron Filly away game, or is she in Melbourne?
No, I don't. She's in Melbourne, but I actually saw a video of her the other day. She looks like she's done well on her holiday anyway. She had a good covering on her. I know the boys are pretty excited about her as well. I think she'll probably stay down there. There's obviously a good program for 3-year-old fillies during the spring, and again, she probably sticks to those shorter sprinting trips.
Well, Annabelle, we wish you all the best. We'll chat when you officially have your own ticket, and are looking forward to having your first runner in the new season.
Perfect. Thanks, Michael.